mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to Douglas Mulhall. He's a leading nanotechnology journalist, one-time award-winning documentary filmmaker and broadcast executive who has appeared often on nationally syndicated talk shows, CNN, New York Times, BBC Newsweek, PBS. I've interviewed him, and he has run major scientific organizations. He's written several books with the top scientists who are experts on nanotechnology and a lot more, and we are honored to be joined by him. Of course, he's written for Newsday, The Futurist, The National Post, and many other major publications in the United States and across the world. And we'll go to your calls here. In fact, we're going to go to them right now. Let's go ahead. And I know some of you callers have been holding forever, so these calls may be all over the map, but I'm sure it all ties back into these futuristic shifts we're seeing. Let's talk to Linda in Texas. Linda, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. My call is in reference to a simple medical marijuana bill that's being pushed in our Texas legislature right now, introduced by both Republicans and supported by Republicans and Democrats, but our governor promises to veto this medical marijuana bill.
And haven't you seen Reefer Madness? If you smoke pot, you're going to go out and kill 55 people with a huge dagger.
Right. In Texas, incarcerate thousands of medical marijuana users. So we have a group called Texans for Medical Marijuana .org, and you can go online and you can send a letter to your representative in Texas and ask them to support this very simple medical marijuana bill.
Okay, listen, Linda, thank you for the call. Interesting information.
Also, you know, I can say something about that, Alex, because nanostructured drugs and recreational drugs are going to make medical marijuana almost obsolete because they're basically taking the active ingredients from that and putting them into configurations that, first of all, are far more powerful, and in other ways are, you don't have to grow them in one place and transport them to another because they're going to be manufactured in home labs. So
basically, you get a nanotech kit that'll make anything you want.
Well, one of the powerful points about nanotechnology is the ability to manufacture these very complex chemical combinations with, you know, anyone who has basically a lab on a chip, which is being, used now, along with a computer program, and you can get two or three highly trained chemists in a room, and they can do a lot. And so the whole era of traceable drugs is about to take a gigantic leap because of all of these developments.
And then you change one molecule, even if they make drugs illegal on a daily basis, you just keep changing the molecules and it's not illegal.
Exactly, and the reason I'm bringing that up is because it is correct to say that all these people have been incarcerated because of marijuana, but there's no way that the system is going to be able to keep up with the variety of non-detectable recreational drugs that are coming onto the market.
Well,
right,
it's all
now
a joke to begin with. I mean, they push Ritalin and Prozac that are deadly on our children, and then they'll SWAT team your house looking for some marijuana that George Washington smoked.
Yeah,
and I don't use these drugs. I'm not even defending it. The point is,
it's a type of schizophrenia.
It's an excuse for control.
Yes.
I mean, the private interest own the prisons. They need an excuse to put people in the prisons, working 20 cents an hour. Where else can they get slaves?
Well, and, you know, the whole thing is going to become so outdated so quickly by this technology.
Yeah, I want to talk about how it's going to affect labor and what the masses of people are even going to do with their time with the nanotech revolution.
Well, I think that the nanotech revolution is going to finally force us to redefine work, because basically you're going to have, first of all, machines doing a lot of things, but also you're going to have people redefining what they do. And that's just going to require a complete reassessment.
A total shift. The species literally going into a completely new dimension.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with your calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Technology, advanced technologies that the government's been trying to suppress and control. How will this affect our society? What are the dangers? We're going to be talking more about that in this hour with our guest who's coming back up with us in just a few minutes. You do not want to miss it, Douglas Mulhall. And then, of course, we're going to go straight to Frank and James and Jack and everybody else that's holding. You want to talk to our guest or talk about these technological, just geometric or exponential growth curves, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But before we go back to Douglas, let's shift gears and talk to Debbie Morrow there at New Millennium Concepts, the high-quality Made in America, very rare, water purification systems. And it's what I use. It is just a fabulous system. Indian knockoffs that are pieces of junk cost just as much or more. And we've got some great specials going right now and a lot of other items and products that I really believe in. Just high-quality stuff. Debbie, thanks for coming on with me.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Tell folks about the Big Berkey, the Berkey Light, the new Black Berkey elements that are even a higher standard, and how folks get them.
Well, the Berkey water filter and purification systems are the ultimate water filtration possible for your personal protection. You can use them every single day. You know, it's funny, I've run into some people recently that I've met at different places, and we get to talking, and I tell them about Berkey water filters, and they say, oh, I have one. I bought it for Y2K, and it's in my closet. And I say, don't keep it in your closet. Take it out and use it every day, because the Berkey water filters, whether you have one from Y2K or whether you want to order a new one now, they're for everyday use. And that way, God forbid there really is an emergency one day, then you're already going to know how to
use it. Well, Debbie, I mean, it's simple. It's simple. If we want to be healthy, our bodies are 70% water. The water is full of, you know, gasoline additives and herbicides and pesticides and motor oil. And even if they put chlorine in it that kills the bacteria, you're still drinking dead bacteria, folks.
And live bacteria, too. Don't forget about those people who are they're buying bottled water at the little convenience store, drinking a few sips of it, leaving it in their car for several hours, and then drinking some more.
And for those that don't know, just type in
a dish.
You know, just type in a search engine, you know, bottled water not safe. You'll get all these mainstream news articles. Folks, it's time to call. It's time to get a Berkey water filtration system. They've got little sports bottles, too, that really do a great job as well. Tell folks about the sports bottle special.
Well, the sport bottles, we have some generic labeled ones that we purchased from the that they don't put our label on it, so we're able to make a really good special for them. So
it doesn't even matter. It's the same filter.
Right. The same exact filter, same exact bottle, but doesn't have the writing on the bottle. And you can get five for $99, or you can get 12 for $199. So that's a really good deal. Especially this time of year when you're going to be out in the heat so much, you need to drink water all the time.
That just makes your water safe. Now, the Berkey purification system, tell them about that briefly.
Okay, the Berkey, black Berkey purification elements come in our Berkey light systems. They take out pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites, foul methanes, VOCs, inorganic minerals, things like that, like your chlorine and your benzene and your atrazine and your MTB, to a non-detectable level, which means that under the most powerful electron microscope, they were absolutely no contaminants, no pathogens were detected, which is amazing. It set a new standard in the water purification industry when we developed these filters. And they're very simple to use. You don't have to hire a plumber. They're a gravity water filter system. You set it on your counter. It holds 2.5 gallons of water. You fill it up with water, and very slowly the water seeps through the filters and drips down into the bottom filter. And then you take it out with a spigot.
I'm going to give folks the number. Write it down. Give her a call. Go to the website. They make the Black Berkey elements made right here in America. They've got a lot of other great items. $199 without the lights, the LED lights built into the base. $259 with that. You get two free gifts for the $259. You get one free gift for the $199. Give her a call right now, folks. 1-888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. If you call, the number's busy. Leave her name and number. They'll call you right back. 888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com. There's a link at InfoWars.com. Tell them it's an Alex Jones special as well, and what free gift you want if you call or in the comments section at berkeywater.com. Again, that number, 888-803-4438. Debbie, always great to hear from you. God bless and take care.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
All right, going back to our guest, who I appreciate holding, and then straight back to your calls, Douglas Mulhall. Continuing to talk about nanotech technologies, let's talk to Frank in West Virginia. Frank, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hello. I have a question for you, Dr. Mulhall. Actually, a couple questions. I'll give the first one, wait for your response. It's concerning supplementation of minerals and calcium. A lot of us do take it, and we've heard all our life.
Right.
It's very important for a lot of bodily functions.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Calcium citrate's really pushed the best, and or at least one of them. I was wondering what your view is on taking those, first of all.
Well, here's the interesting thing. And we discussed this, by the way, in this book, The Calcium Bomb, if you want to know more about it. But the interesting thing is that there doesn't seem to be any link between drinking milk, taking calcium supplements, and this calcification that forms in the human body and causes all this trouble. And this has been one of the great mysteries, you know. Why is it that when the levels are perfectly normal, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're, I mean, sometimes if you really OD on calcium supplements, you can get a different kind of calcification that is from having too much of it, but that
is a very rare case. The scientific studies show, and this has been in the news, and you covered, one of the pioneers exposing it, NASA first discovered it, is that it is a little bone builder or a creature that's in our body who's basically going crazy.
Yeah, and speaking of NASA, you know, NASA just published a paper in Kidney International, the leading kidney publication, showing that this stuff multiplies 5 times faster in weightlessness, and you can read this in the book, than it does in normal Earth gravity, and that may explain why astronauts suddenly get sick in space with kidney stones and calcification. They've never been able to figure out why these healthy astronauts go up there, get this stuff out of nowhere, and now this may explain it, because these little nanoparticles have a much higher multiplication rate in weightlessness. And can I just add, Alex, that if anyone who wants to get the book and hear more about this, they can also call 800-497-0037. That's 497-0037. Or it's available at any of the major bookstores. I forgot to mention that earlier.
And it's calcify.com?
Yes, the website is www.calcify.com. It's C-A-L-C-I-F-Y.
Yeah. Before you leave us, we'll give that number out again, so folks stay with us to the end of the broadcast, and we'll give that number out again for you. You had one other question, Frank?
Well, actually, what you just mentioned brings up another question concerning the little nanotechs. Would you consider these prions or bacteria or virus? I mean, those
are very interesting questions.
No,
it's interesting. Well, nanobacteria appear to be a novel life form. They haven't been fully characterized, and scientists are fighting over them like crazy.
Aren't they? But aren't they starting to classify them as primitive precursors to single-cell organisms?
You know, that's a very interesting point you brought up, Alex, because these things have buds. They bud off these 50 nanometer wide little creatures that they haven't quite figured out because they're too small to
contain. So it's like in between a virus and a bacteria?
That's a very good description, and it seems to be unique from them. So when this, your caller, Frank, you were talking about prions, that again seems to be something different. The point is that there's a whole sub-microscopic world out there that is now being discovered that hasn't been found before.
Frank,
is there any way
of
hearing?
I got to let you go, bro. We got to get everybody else on here.
Good
James
question.
In Maryland. Go ahead, James.
Hello, I'm calling. I have a calcium deposit on my eighth vertebrae that causes me a lot of pain at night with a pinched nerve, and I was wondering if you're a product or...
It's not a product.
Yeah, I mean, first, let me explain. First of all, I'm not a doctor. I'm a science journalist. We have documented the work of the physicians and scientists who worked on this. We've cataloged it. That's what the book is about.
Adds credibility. I mean, plus, I've read these scientific studies. This has been out there for a while. He's not pitching you a product.
Yeah, we're not connected with any companies that are selling this product, but I will tell you that there is a treatment out there that has been used for calcification, and you can find out about it by going to some of the links on our website. We're not affiliated with the companies that are doing it, but of course people ask about it, so we have to provide that information. And I would definitely find out about that. The clinical trials have not been done yet for calcification of the spine, but what I can tell you is that there has been anecdotal reports out of people who participated in the clinical trials that other calcification-related conditions such as cataracts, arthritis,
deposits
on the spine have gone away at the same time.
Yeah, so the trials have been on the cardiovascular system.
They've been on cardiovascular and prostate disease, and then anecdotally, some of the patients have remarked that their other calcification conditions have started to go away as well.
Okay. Does that answer your question, James?
Yes, sir. Well, without a product to take, is it just reading the book and knowing what
vitamin? No, there are products out there. There's a product called NanoBac, and you can read about it. There's a company that produces it, and it's available across the United States, and there's also a test for detecting it. The only thing I wanted to emphasize is we're not selling it. It's another company that's doing that.
And you've also got to watch out with any new scientific development. A lot of quack groups show up and basically sell you talcum powder.
Yeah, and that's why it's very important to make sure that you use the stuff that was tried in the clinical trial. And you can read more about the doctors who used that, and you can reach them by looking at the links on our website.
Absolutely. I mean, I could show up tomorrow and say, I've got mega decalcified.
Yeah, and purchase there's a problem now, with that. And yeah, and so it's important to look at the stuff that's been used in the clinical trials.
We got a break.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
And when you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps to burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go straight back to your calls. Let's talk to Jack in New Jersey. Jack, you're on the air with our guest, talking about advanced technologies, nanotech.
I actually have a couple concerns about nanotechnology. Could it possibly be used to as a instrument for control? I figure that It could be possible that certain nanotech particles, which could be forcibly injected into people who might be, you know, like newborns or whatever. And
well, you don't have to wait for that because, for example, right now, and I just want to explain something about why the link between nanotechnology and artificial intelligence. All of these computers that are being built now are being built with nanoscale technologies that are accelerating the capacity of artificially intelligent software because the software can, it needs all of the memory it can get. And so when you have these nanostructured memory chips, you can have much more powerful artificially intelligent systems that can recognize patterns on their own and learn patterns by themselves. And one of the ways that is being used, for example, in the UK, and this was announced in New Scientist just a few weeks ago, is to do pattern recognition across wide database systems to locate matching criminals with the crime. Now, that is the nice use of it, but as we well know, there can also be some really nasty uses
well, look,
of that.
Yeah, these algorithms, really what that is the Department of Pre-Crime. We look at all these psychological indicators, these purchases, your activities, and then claim the system shows that you're the guilty one.
Yeah.
When we've caught these old-fashioned crime labs framing thousands on purpose.
And, Alex, I'm glad you used the term algorithm because for people who don't know, the algorithm is really a fancy name for software that teaches itself based on trial and error. And the reason that nanotechnology is so important to that is because the more you can accelerate that process of learning from trial and error and you can perform trillions of operations per second, that's when you start to get a kind of intelligence that learns by itself, and that's why the link between nanotech and artificial intelligence is accelerating it.
Hmm.
How long till we get a truly self-aware computer system that...
Well, the you know, one of the guys that started working on this was Werner Vingey, who was actually giving one of his rare lectures at one of the upcoming Accelerating Change conferences in September of this year. And Vingey mentioned in the 1990s that he thought that within 30 years, a self-aware machine would be invented. And he said at that time, that is when the human era would really start to come to an end.
All right. Jack, anything else?
Yeah, well, what I was actually talking more about was that, like, I understand that these nanites could. What I meant was by control is that they could. Let's say that you're.
Well, here's an example. Let's say you're on parole. You're a prisoner.
Yeah.
They inject these into you. They go and place themselves in the major arteries of the heart.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
if you're not a good globalist, they just hit a button, and you've already got an implant in you that activates those, and they chew through your heart in 24 hours.
A death switch, yeah.
Yeah, well, but, you know, that technology has also been around for a while. I think the more interesting aspect to that is if you have these, and by the way, these self-replicating nanobots don't exist yet. That is the next step in nanotechnology. It's called molecular nanotechnology, and we haven't figured out quite how to do that yet, but we're getting very close. So we're not talking about this happening.
I thought they have made them replicate before.
Well, self-replication and molecular assembly where they make bigger machines are two different fish entirely.
Well, sure, they're not building and they're not controllable, but
yeah,
I mean, they've made them replicate.
They've got self-replicating and they have so-called chemically self-assembling functions, but they haven't been able to use those to build machines from the bottom up yet. So we just don't want to
Well, look, here's the problem, and thanks for the call, Jack. Good questions. Humans can already, except for the most, you know, tiny areas of specialities or people that specialize in just very small areas, already we don't even know how we build these computers. We don't even know how a lot of this stuff works.
And a lot of these computers are now already designing things like transistors and switches more efficiently than humans can. And those humans, the advanced technologists are saying, they haven't even figured out how those machines have done it. So those artificially intelligent systems are with us today.
They're artificially intelligent, but they're not...
They're not self-aware.
All right, folks. We'll be right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are my websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, welcome back. It is Wednesday, the second day of March 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And Jeremy and John and Frank and Brian and others, your calls are coming up for our guest. Before we go back to our guest, who is Douglas Mulhall, and the website, one of the websites, is calcify.com, and he's really an expert on nanotechnology and run major scientific programs. He's also a journalist who's written for some of the biggest publications in the world concerning advanced technologies that are now here amongst us. I mean, it is 2005, and when we get back to him in a few minutes, I do want to talk about the end of the human species. This is what the elite are talking about. And this is what these artificially intelligent, self-aware machines could do. They're talking about this abomination, these different futurists we've had on, of forcibly merging us with it. Well, you've got to go along with the rest of society, and if we merge into the cyborgs, then you're going to have to do it. And these are like people being funded by the government saying this. It's like Battlestar Galactica or something. You know, the Cylon Raiders are going to get us. But it's 2005, folks, and 2010 will be here when you blink your eyes, and 2020, and people that are young today, you're going to wake up 75 years old, and either we're not going to be here or we're going to be something completely different. And you talk about devilish systems. You talk about revelations. I mean, it's the real deal. Before we go back to our guest, my new film, the long-awaited, 5 months in the making, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. I had a little private screening last night, and everybody that saw it said it's really three films in one. The latest police state, sound wave, weapons, secret arrests, reporters being arrested, surveillance blimps inside the RNC when I was in New York. Then we get into the occult and the Bohemian Grove and the Skull and Bones and who controls all of this. And we confront David Gergen and he blows up at me, you know, the big White House advisor. And then we get into Arnold and the Nazi connections and how the elite's behind him and basically their master plan. You got to see the film. You've seen clips of it on the website. You've heard people talk about it. Believe me, this is my best work, my most professional. It is a tour de force. And it really takes you through the philosophy, the driving mindset of the elite, the world they're building, from the ground level up into the pinnacles of power in their ivory towers. You need to get Martial Law. 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It's going to be up there. We'll start pre-orders tomorrow. We'll start mass producing it on Friday, but you can start ordering hard copies of it tomorrow, and you'll be the first to get it when it mails out in about a week or two, probably about a week and a half. But for people that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv, we will start uploading this sucker tomorrow, but it's 2.5 hours long, and it should be up Thursday night, if not Friday morning. PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv, members will be the first to be able to see this in high bandwidth and low bandwidth. It is so important. I'm very proud of this film. And we're releasing it on the Internet first to something that is revolutionary in and of itself because we know this is the wave of the future. The future is now here. It is the way of the future, as Howard Hughes would say. And please go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a monthly or yearly subscription. A monthly subscription is, what, $4.95? And frankly, that just pays for the bandwidth. Our goal is to get the information out. And when you order your hard copy, which you won't be able to order till tomorrow, on the website and by the toll-free number. When you order your hard copy and you get it, please feel free to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. My goal is warning humanity to the totally criminally insane, decadent, mind-warped, power-tripping, sociopathic elite that has no business running our lives, running their own lives. They should all be institutionalized as complete psychopaths. And literally the nuts running the asylum is what we're talking about, running all this nanotech, controlling it all, and that's why we're in so much trouble. So toll-free number to get my films or other films I carry, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Going back to Douglas, and again, before he leaves us, we'll give you the toll-free number and the web address to get his fine books and material. Very impressive. I've researched this stuff. He is really spot on and a pioneer, futurist, I would bill him as. But before we go back to these calls, I want to understand this from your unique view, from your studies of this. You talk about, and a lot of top futurists and scientists talk about, Earth becoming a 0.1 society that we haven't even reached 0.1, that is being able to get off the planet. Mm-hmm. Surviving as a species,
right.
And then, yeah, I see it really stacked against us. I see our own creations and humans using these dangerous creations to dominate other humans. It's guaranteed to get out of control, and we're guaranteed to see, really, the end of our species. And some say this is a beautiful thing. No, I say this is horrible.
Alex, you know, I think... Someone once said that technology is a continuation of evolution by other means. And I think that's a very profound statement because a lot of people have heard about a guy by the name of Stephen Jay Gould, who is a very well-known anthropologist who got himself into a lot of trouble and became notorious for the theory of something known as punctuated equilibrium. And punctuated equilibrium basically states that evolution does not occur in a nice, slow, gradual slope, as most anthropologists would have us believe, but in fact, occurs with long periods where not much happens, and then suddenly, in very, very short periods,
violent, explosive change.
Enormous spurts, and they are the things that dictate the direction of evolution. Furthermore, what Stephen Jay Gould and a number of other nanotechnologists have said is that we are the next punctuated equilibrium. That is to say that humans, rather than the other things that we see as nature, are going to be the thing. So instead of having, for example, a comet hit the Earth and wipe out the dinosaurs and allow other more adapted species to come along, we as humans are creating an explosive situation on the planet that will lead to wholesale destruction and rebirth. That is a very strong theme that we see going through this.
And the greatest minds agree on that. Now, I want to bring something in here. I have had spiritual experiences. I know that God is real. I know that that is a reality. And when you look at the science, that's what where the creationists come in. They say, no, the real evidence shows explosive change. So I never saw the argument. I argued with the evolutionists and the Darwin people for saying it happens over millions of years. When who is to say how God designed things? Look at this ultimate nanotech that, you know, is light years ahead of what we've got today, you know, God's system. And so I saw this as the scientist setting up a fake debate to try to discredit religion in general, and especially Christianity. I never saw the argument.
Well, you know, it's... I think the one thing that we want to bring across in our books, the message that we want to bring to people, is that whatever is going on, it is happening a lot faster than people would like to think. And we've got to wake up and smell the coffee so that we can learn to adapt to it before it adapts to us. And that, I think, is the most important message that people can get here today, is that because... You know, there's two sides to this whole nanotechnology thing. On one side, a lot of the nanotechnology associations are saying, well, you know, we don't want people to get all excited about the hype about nanotechnology when it ends up being a dot-com bust. But on the other side, unlike the dot-com bust, these technologies are coming into the marketplace
now. Well, let
me
stop you. I mean, people that try to say that, I mean, that's a complete fraud. They're already, as you said, bringing this to market. This is real. This is just controlling the nature of matter at a subatomic level.
Yeah, and you've got this kind of schizophrenia where on one hand people are paranoid about everyone jumping on the bandwagon and hyping this whole thing up, but on the other hand, unlike the other boom and bust,
well, the elite's doing that because they want to buy it up. They don't want us having a piece of it.
Well, I tell you, there's a huge amount of investment going into this, and I'm glad you brought that up because that brings us back to what we talked about at the top of the show. This stuff is breaking out everywhere. For example, one of the leading nanobiology organizations in the world is located in Singapore. And the Singaporeans and their prime minister have been aggressively coming to the United States, recruiting scientists to do work that they can't get funded for here in the U.S., setting them up with enormous labs in Singapore. Believe me, this is not just happening in the United States.
Well, the dot-com, I mean, the Internet is taking over. It's shifted the business model. It's great for the individual. It's really hurting the existing power structures. I mean, the so-called dot-com bust was just the stock scam bubbles popping and a lot of scammers out there that weren't doing real things.
And what's really interesting is that you're seeing countries, small countries, this is really going to level the playing field for small countries, because you've got countries like Singapore, South Korea, Malaysia. You know,
well, that's why they can't have so-called rogue nations. That's why Thomas Barnett at the Pentagon talks about the gap and going into all these countries and taking them over, because the elite cannot allow them to be standalone, because they will develop this stuff.
Yeah, and of course the problem is that, as I spoke earlier about, it's not just nation states that can do this, but it's a very innovative small group of chemists or nanotechnologists who really know what they're doing. So
well,
taking over all these
question.
Countries isn't really going
to
help.
We need to go to these calls, but these top futurists, top scientists, people with 200 IQs, you know, giant eggheads, are basically saying it's over for us. Why are we allowing, why capitulate to this? We should control this And then they say, okay, global government. But the people running the global government are, again, a bunch of inbred, spoiled, rotten, death-loving, out-of-control sickos.
Well, you know, there still is a huge argument going on amongst this technological elite as to which way it's going to go. In other words, the situation is still fluid, and that's important for people to understand. There is not agreement. For example, you got Ray Kurzweil arguing with Bill Joy, two of the highest level technicians who have been working on this, and Bill Joy is saying, this stuff is so dangerous that we may have to consider simply not going ahead with some of these technologies, and Kurzweil is saying, too late, genie's out of the bottle, we got to learn how to live with it.
Well, Pandora's box is open, and of course, Bill Joy, co-owner of Sun Microsystems, multi-billionaire, wrote Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, and he said, I've been at the meetings where the elite talks about exterminating 80% of us, and that goes back to redefining work. What are people going to do? And you've got, and literally on purpose, they've dumbed us down. You've got like this mindless class of barbarians controlled by a tiny technocracy of technocrats. And I get back to that technological Mount Olympus, the elite. That's why they're so arrogant right now.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that nanotechnology can really free the individual. I mean, that's one of the tremendous things about it. If we let it go...
Well, I know it's decentralized. It'll allow, you know, all these factories with all these new ideas, with a million factories, with a million owners, creating all these new incredible products and ideas and space elevators.
Yeah, absolutely.
And huge spacecraft, where you put the nanotech factory in space and build it there. Perhaps that should be it. Perhaps we should have laws that this stuff can only go on in space. Then that will encourage exploration.
Well, I think that's a great idea because you look at the mess that we have with the space program right now. It's about time we got back out there.
But then you get into the argument of how to have a law that people follow that you can only do these this type of, and then you're going to have space criminals who bring the technologies back down to the planet.
Well, yeah, but you know something, and this is one of the things that we argue in this book, Our Molecular Future. We're at risk from nature as well, and one of these days we're going to get smacked by another asteroid or comet, and what we really want to be in the situation of having is a fallback plan, like maybe being on Mars, so that at least we can give ourselves a bit of a chance of surviving a natural event like that. And that's where these nanotechnologies might really come in and help us, if...
Now, you're talking about the space colonies, and, I mean, that's what we need to do, and look, the technologies we see today, I mean, you've got to know, Douglas, they're 30 years behind. I mean, the government's got a lot of secret stuff they're not telling us about.
Well, I mean, the space program is definitely not using all of the capabilities that it can. We're suffering from a lack of leadership there. It's a big disappointment in a lot of ways, especially with all of these new, cheap, very highly sophisticated technologies that could be used to, you know, get us onto the moon.
We got private people with $10 million going to space.
Exactly. Exactly. And let's support them. Yay! It's about time. And the reason that they're able to do that, and by the way, not to trash the space program too much, because a lot of these technologies came out of the space program, they just didn't use them.
Well, I'm here to tell you, I've studied it, Douglas, and you're a really intelligent, great guy. But I'm here to tell you, the elite are I'm telling you, they are just a bunch of spoiled, multi-generational brats. They have no real vision, and they are going to screw everything up.
Well, let's hope that the nature of the technology itself can help prevent a lot of that, Alex. That's one of the great hopes that we have, and that's one of the reasons that we wrote these two books, was to give examples of how these technologies empower the individual.
We're going to plug those coming up. I've gone way over. I've got to get to these calls. Jeremy in Florida, quickly. Jeremy, quick question or comment?
Yeah, I was just wondering, with the nanotechnology, how close we are to optic camouflage, refractive light camouflage?
They already have that.
It's already here.
That was in Japan 5 years ago.
Yes, they already have optic chemical camouflage. And by the way, another little thing they have is something called smart dust that has been developed by DARPA that basically has...
The next generation in RFID.
Exactly. It's a camera, a sensor that is used for environmental sensing. It can float on air.
But for those that don't know what this optic camouflage is, you've seen the movie The Predator, folks? You know, where you're invisible? Okay. Thanks. Anything else, Jeremy, quickly?
No, that's about it.
All right, great question. I apologize for going so quick. John in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, first off, very much for what you do. It's great. Where can I learn more about this nanotechnology? I mean, this is all really complicated, really far out there. I mean,
well,
where's
just
the
type nanotech.
That's one of the reasons we wrote these two books, because these books are for general audiences.
Yeah, type nanotech into Google, and you know, you'll get all the big scientific reports.
Okay.
But if you go to ourmolecularfuture.com, you can see that and the link to the book, and also calcify.com. Those are the two websites, and get both the books because we wrote them exactly for general audiences who want to understand this stuff.
Okay. Anything else, John?
Yeah, actually, I had a question. What do you think actually, I'll call you back on a different day and ask you that.
Well, no, you can ask the question. We got 40 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. I want to know if, like, the subliminal messages and things that the government's putting in our head, if the short-term memory loss caused by marijuana could be one of the reasons that they don't want it legalized.
No. Prohibition had ended. They needed something for all their federal police to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they demonized marijuana as something new to go after, and it's a business. It's an excuse to put your children in their private prisons building things for 20 cents an hour.
They
we'll be right back. Thanks for the call. That's why marijuana is illegal.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Look at how beautiful the forest and the ocean and the mountains and all the different creatures are, all of it threatened by this technology that is not evil itself, but is a double-edged sword. And it's always been wonderful to be on so many stations, and all the listeners are so important to me in Colorado and California and Texas and all over the country. And I just wanted to say that it's a real blessing to be your host and to have you out there listening. And I want to thank the stations that have carried this broadcast over the years and all the new stations that are picking it up as well. I want to jam two final calls, Frank and Brian, in here. Sorry to all the other callers. But, Douglas Mulhall, please plug your website and phone number one more time.
The phone number is 800-497-0037. That's 497-0037. And the website is www.calcify.com. That's C-A-L-C-I-F-Y. And the name of the book is The Calcium Bomb. And the earlier book is Our Molecular Future.
All right. We got links to that on Infowars.com, boys and girls. Frank in Louisiana. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Very quickly, I have a cataract, which they're talking about putting a lens in there, and I just turned it on when you were talking about the cataracts being calcium.
Right, so quickly, calcification is involved in cataracts, and there have been anecdotal reports in the clinical trials that some cataracts have resolved on their own when people are treated for calcification in heart disease. Read the book, The Calcium Bomb. Talk to your physician about it. Get him to find out about this.
Okay, and lastly, I have to echo what y'all were saying, that anytime I hear of just this advanced technology, I know that the ruling elite, these banking families, are going to try to get their hands on it, because we fight the bankers' wars and they control our government. And that's what scares me about modern technology so much, is I know who's going to get their hands on it. Thank
well,
you,
by
gentlemen.
2010, half the Air Force is going to be robotic. They're going to spend, $76 billion on ground fighting robots?
Well, Alex, the banking system is already using artificial intelligence for stock trading.
Yeah, and to run their scams, I know. All right, Frank, good point. Brian in Texas, go ahead. Last caller, welcome.
Hi, how's it going? I was always under the impression that the oil giants like Shell and others already owned the patents of the new technology.
No, they don't.
Well, there's always new technology.
They don't own anywhere near any of it, and the patents aren't going to matter anymore. Alex and I on some other show are going to talk about the collapse of the patent regime with the overload on all of this stuff, and they don't control it
right
now.
Hey, look, you've got scientists at the computer companies that don't know how the computer works. It's so advanced. How is the patent office going to certify it?
Exactly. Good point. The problem is the patent office doesn't have the expertise to assess this stuff. And so the whole basis of American and European technological superiority is being overwhelmed by these high-tech applications.
All right, and one last thing. What's preventing the U.S. labs from conducting the type of research that's needed? I know you're talking about rogue nations doing what
well,
we
no,
can't
no.
do.
It's going on in Austin, and it's going on in California, and it's going on in Maryland. It's going on here. What he's saying is that other countries are accelerating it. Is that correct, Douglas?
It's breaking out all over the place. Every major university in every major country in the world
it's a gold
has
rush.
Got nanotech research.
So that's the race you're talking about.
It is, it's amazing how broadly it is breaking out. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of universities working on this.
Thank you
all
very
around
much.
The world.
Thanks, Brian. We'll see you on the other side tonight. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Douglas Mulhall has been my guest, and I really want to thank you for coming on. Take care. I really look forward to having you back on.
Alex, it's been great, and I really enjoyed it.
And I'd like to have your scientist colleague on, the co-author of the nanotech book. Perhaps I can have you both on.
That sounds great. Let's do it.
All right. Bye, con Dios.
Take care.
All right. Very interesting discussion. A lot of other news and information we didn't get to today. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, to all those affiliates out there, to all of you that listen, to the sponsors, everybody that I've gotten a chance to know, I want to say thanks. All right. Take care.